many of us will flinch thinking about the prospect of sharks lurking close to the shore and the danger that getting into the ocean can represent. But one man who was attacked by a shark 60 years ago at St Clair in Dunedin and lived to tell the tale is Barry Watkins. Kia ora, I'm Sonia Yee and you're listening to Eyewitness, a podcast exploring moments and events in history witnessed by the people who were there. It was a Tuesday morning on the 30th of March 1971 when Barry was 16 years old and he and his mates had planned to skip school that day. On March 16th, 2020, the man was convicted of enslaving 13 Samoan nationals and found guilty on 10 counts of human trafficking over more than two decades between 1994 and 2019. In all its glory, the petition sits in a custom-built light-controlled display case. The light is set to low to protect the inks from fading and damage. I'm amazed to be standing in front of it, to be honest. These signatures of women who are no longer with us, the proof of their existence made by their marks on these pieces of paper, which have stood the test of time. Ross recognises that there are people who feel disenfranchised, but does that justify his Facebook post? Importantly, directors hold a lot of power, one of privilege. Their role is to guide and advise the companies they serve and act in the best interest of their shareholders. And not to mention that we live in an environment where one simple act that's viewed as unethical can tarnish a company's reputation. And for some, there's no coming back. Ross had no other option but to resign from that board.
Dairy director quits over vile social media post about Labour MP.
Top of the list and well covered in the media have been the changes regarding the merger between RNZ and TVNZ. But on a more internal focus, just like for any other company or organisation, it's important for directors or CEOs to ensure that the culture of the workplace is positive and inclusive, and looking after the well-being of your people is tantamount to a company's success. But when your staff are also in the public eye, it adds other layers of complexity. In 2018, the sudden death of TVNZ's beloved broadcaster, Greg Boyd, was one that hit the organisation and the nation hard.